Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back to the show. Junk's on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Don't forget Paul Rabil coming up at 9:20. You don't want to miss that. It is an Open Line Thursday. 800-636-1067 is the number. It's wildly popular, hence it's sponsored.
Correct. Sponsored by Window Nation. Searching for new windows, doors possibly? Search WindowNation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time, installed by experts to last. Window Nation for your home. Because it's where you live.
All right, we will get to the calls shortly, but we do have to touch on the Earl Thomas story.
Yes.
And this is just another here's the headline. NFL star held at gunpoint by wife in blow-up over alleged cheating. It's probably big news in Baltimore, big news in the NFL. Not a good look for Earl Thomas. We can go to our Ravens expert and see what he thinks. Matt Valdez can weigh in on the Earl Thomas debate.
You missed the juicy part of the story.
I did?
Oh, yeah.
What's the juiciest part?
There's a lot of juicy
part?
Yeah, Kate, you
there.
Just glossed over the juiciest part of the story.
I'm just giving you the headlines. You're acting like we're not going to get into the story.
Well, the main part of the story is that he was caught in bed with a girl and right. His brother.
His brother was in there, too, with another chick.
Yeah, Earl Thomas seems like the best brother you could have.
See, I didn't see that part of the story. I just saw that he was caught in bed with another girl.
Oh, no. You didn't read the details.
Wouldn't that be awkward to be? That'd be really awkward to be in bed with your brother. Like, you're in bed with your brother.
Right, it's awkward.
Draft searches this every night.
I wonder what he was doing. I wonder what he was doing with the brother.
Right.
Taking turns.
Yeah.
Hey,
one was playing strong, one was playing free.
Did he post a vid about the deal, about the.
I want to hear that.
So my agent just hit me and said that I'm going to be on TMZ tomorrow.
Ooh.
From an altercation that happened with me and Nina. So just wanted to get ahead of it. And I mean, it's really not anybody's business. It's pissing me off that it got out, but it's the world we live in today. But instead of talking about us, just keep us in your prayers. And stuff like this happens, bro. You know, we try to live the best lives we possibly can, but sometimes it don't go as planned. Just pray for us, you know, as we go through this stuff.
Hmm. Yeah, to say the least, you're pissed off.
Yes,
go Ravens. That's one way of putting it. Sometimes things don't go as planned. Sometimes you end up in bed with two other chicks.
Yeah, you didn't plan on getting caught.
And, of course, social media did him in because his wife tracked him through his Snapchat.
Snapchat, Ricky.
Yep.
And so, then traced him to his spot. He had an Airbnb rental. He had a Sully flop house rented, ready to go. And, it did not turn out well for
Earl Thomas. But how does TMZ find out about the deal with the gun? Because they've got connections in the police department?
Probably.
I'm sure, yeah.
I mean, that's why he's really pissed.
Well, he put it out on social because TMZ said they were going to go with it.
Yep.
TMZ just finds out, you know, anytime the police are investigating anything.
TMZ's got all kinds of tentacles.
She put a gun to his head, and she thought it was not loaded because there wasn't a magazine in the gun, but apparently there was a round in the chamber.
Yeah.
So if she had pulled the trigger, she's going to shoot him in the head.
Mm.
And her finger was on the trigger. He's just butt lucky to be alive. Honestly.
He literally dodged a bullet.
Yeah.
He's still Helmuth.
Yeah.
Nobody
gets
that reference. Yeah.
All that the Eiffel Tower with your brother.
Can you imagine? Wait, what is going on
Eiffel
there?
Tower. I don't know if I've heard that reference. Now I need to go to on Urban Dictionary.
You don't
come on, Cakes.
Hold on.
Cakes doesn't even know what the casting couch is.
Think about it, Cakes.
Come on, Cakes.
No, I need more. I need better
all right,
description.
Let's all wait while Cakes Googles.
Hold on.
Urban Dictionary.
I'm doing that. Yeah, hold on. love the interwebs. Let's see. Urban Dictionary.
Yeah, imagine high-fiving and Pussy.
No, I can't imagine.
Can you
that.
Imagine?
No, I absolutely cannot imagine that. Let's see. Eiffel Tower. Okay. I didn't know that was the description. Yeah. I didn't know that terminology.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm a little bit behind.
I'm not buying this innocent Cakes act over there.
Eskimo brother.
Right.
Yeah, right. What is an Eskimo brother when you're real brothers?
Yeah, I don't know, man. That would be weird.
Deeper than that.
I can confirm that has never happened.
Are you sure?
Yes, with 100% certainty.
I'm not sure.
I can speak on my end.
Yeah, right.
I mean, with my brothers.
I've already gotten one text from an old friend that's pissed off. Yeah, be careful what you say, Cakes.
What's he pissed off about?
I can only imagine.
What's going on?
I'll tell you, dude.
I got to hear it.
It was innocent. It was totally innocent.
Can you just tell me who the friend is?
No.
I might know who it is.
You know what? I'm going to put it in the chat right here. It was unintentional shrapnel.
Oh, Joan Shrapnel.
Yeah,
it affects everybody.
Yeah, it was unintentional.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
How bitter is he?
Using the last name would come back to haunt you.
You know, I didn't need to bring up something from 30 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you got to leave those those skeletons in the closet.
Right.
You know, you get lost doing this show. You forget other people have real lives.
Yeah.
But we kind of have sort of the unwritten rule. If it happened like 5 years ago or more, it's all fair game, like anything. But you're not necessarily for normal people.
Well, that's the thing. We're just so comfortable talking to each other. We just throw out last names like we're sitting in our basement.
Because I know when I say the name,
you forget a million people are listening.
Yeah, I know. You get lost in here sometimes.
Got back to him in less than an hour.
Yeah, of course it did.
Oh, his phone exploded.
Look, these things work.
Yeah.
What we're saying,
at least people are listening.
Yeah, that is true. That's a very good point.
At least one is.
He texted me right now. He says, "It's all good, brother. Just busting your balls." He said, "I thought I was going to have to call Mooney for representation."
Right.
Oh, man.
Give Mooney more business.
I can't believe Cakes didn't know what Eiffel Tower was.
I mean, Cakes.
Is that common knowledge?
Cakes,
I'm behind on my sex term slang.
I don't think so. It's definitely not common knowledge.
It's not common knowledge.
I changed my location. I was getting tired of my look.
Yeah.
I don't think Cakes can ever change his location.
I'm on the casting couch, baby.
Right.
Why would I
change? I don't think that can ever change.
This is my spot.
Right. Has Amy asked you what is the casting couch?
She has not.
Does she listen like sort of passively while she's working around the house and that kind
of
thing?
Yeah, I mean, she's usually up by 7:30 or 8.
So if she hasn't asked you, that means, Valdez, she already knows.
I doubt that.
I see your logic.
Do you see where I'm going with that?
Yeah, but I don't think she really
cares. I think she knows what the term casting couch means, obviously.
Yes.
I don't think she knows exactly that the whole subgenre of porn that is proliferated from it.
Right.
I'm sure that she's not aware of that.
Right.
Is that couch in your living room or is that in the basement?
Living
so you
room.
Look to your left and that's the kitchen?
Look to my right is the kitchen.
Oh, right's the kitchen. Gotcha.
Everything's all weird because
it's like the formal living room.
Right? Like if I look at myself.
So you look to the right in your kitchen and then you go through the kitchen. That's where the other sitting room is, where your TV is.
Yeah, like the dining room and the.
Right.
I always get mixed up. I told you, like inner loop, outer loop. I always get mixed up family room and living room. Which one is more formal, which is less formal? It's a mental block.
Which one do you think? Is more formal, Cakes.
Probably the living room is more formal.
Right? Which one
and the family
more
room
comfy?
Is where you congregate more.
Where it's more comfy, right?
Yeah. See, what I know. My brain's just misfires. I don't know what to tell you.
Well, you thought Austin was a female yesterday.
Part of that is because I did the read at like 6:10 and my brain is not fully awake
correct.
At that point.
We gave you a pass on that.
I don't know why I called Austin. You know what it is? Is his name Austin Gale?
Yes.
Probably because Gail is the last name.
Oh,
and that's
Gail
a female
got in
name.
Your brain.
Probably got in my brain. That's what threw me.
Oh, man, that brain, man. That used to be a sharp brain, Cakes.
Oh, Valdez, it's very dull now.
Valdez and, Drabby, what are you talking about? I can see you guys are joning about something.
Valdez just sent a funny message
read
to
it,
our group
read,
chat. No, you can't read that.
Can't read it. That is the worst thing I've seen in our chat since we've been doing the show from home.
Right. You know what?
Terrible...
I'm going to cut and paste that, send it to Dukes.
That's so hard.
That's not about. That's not what I want.
You're very curious.
Who would even think of that?
That's a terrible scenario.
The point is, who would even think of that?
Earl Thomas is clearly a freak.
I'm sending that to Duke.
to what end? We don't know.
By the way, it's got to be like a stepbrother or a half brother.
I wish we could screen share that. I'm so desperate
too. Well, you know what? Here's a free plug for the Big O and Dukes podcast.
That'll be on Reloaded.
Yeah, it absolutely will. Oh, or it should.
I'm sending that right now to Dukies. Make sure John DePompa, make sure Dukies talks about that.
That is so funny. Yeah.
Hold on. Yeah, the show's come to a screeching halt.
Valdez has weird things go through his brain sometimes.
Me? I didn't ask that.
Drabby.
Oh, that was Drabby.
Yeah, that was Drab. Don't think I said that.
I'm thinking a hypothetical of what really happened.
Yeah.
You never know.
Junkies hypos.
He's already in bed with his brother. I mean, that's a stretch. Who else
that's
would do that?
It's quite a leap.
That's a big
still
leap.
A leap.
That's
Drabby,
a big
that's
conclusion
a leap,
to jump
freako.
To.
Drab's on his jump to conclusions, Matt.
Drab's mind is so warped from incest porn. Yeah. That's the first thing he thought of at 5:20 this morning.
He was that it was his brother and not just some random guy.
Yeah,
you should
that.
You should
make
seen
her a better story, doesn't it? Yeah.
He was grinning.
Big lips, got all big, fat, swollen.
His grin was ear to ear this morning when he came in.
Do Drabby and Valdez look at him a little differently as a player now?
I'm glad he's not a Seahawk.
That's right.
I don't think Valdez cares as long as he's sticking receivers over the middle.
I don't know. If he can cover someone, I don't care.
Right, just get to the Super Bowl.
Actually, in all seriousness, he's actually lucky because he didn't – I mean, okay, so he was a horrific person to his wife, but he didn't, like, hit her or anything. Like, she's the one that brought a gun, from what I understand, right? He just took it from her. Because they're in, like, a zero-tolerance policy mode over there post-Ray Rice, right? So I
would assume, yeah.
I actually think – I mean, they'll probably suspend him because, you know, it's so dumb, embarrassing. But I don't think it's, like, no coming back from this one. I actually think what Leipzig did was worse, talking trash about his teammate.
Yeah, I don't know.
Or chat.
Well, if he did what is on this line that I'm looking at in the chat, then that's way worse.
Right.
He probably
if that
did.
That happened? There's no way he did that.
No,
no way. No way possible.
There was probably some touching, though.
See, Jason's another one.
What?
See? You're another one. I would even think that.
If there was, it was incidental.
Who would even think that?
It was incidental contact.
Incidental,
yeah,
right.
Incidental.
Yeah.
Right. 100%
incidental.
They picked up the flag.
You're in close quarters.
Your brain, you're in Drabby's brain in the same weird corner of the world.
All right.
I don't know if this
right.
is the intro that Paul Rabil wanted, but this is the one that he's getting.
The flag right. for illegal touching.
He's going to join
us. Time.
But I need to remind you also to listen to 106.7 The Fan tonight at 8 for the NFL schedule release. We'll break down every week of the Redskins season and the entire NFL presented by Paul Henry's Window Installation. Save 20% on windows and doors during the month of May. PaulHenrysWindows.com. Paul Rabil next on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road.
With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back to the show. Junks on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. We're happy to welcome in Paul Rabel, lacrosse legend and co-founder of the Premier Lacrosse League. He's on the Zoom with us. Good morning,
hey, buddy.
Paul.
What's up, Paul? How you doing, bud?
Morning, friends. How are we doing? It's good to see you guys.
Good to see you, too, man.
And Paul is a great guy for doing this. Not only has he been a longtime friend of the show, fellow stag. Paul got up at probably 5 in the morning to do this because he's out in L.A. Mm-hmm. Are you in Manhattan Beach? Where are you, Paul?
I'm in Marina Del Rey.
Uh-huh. Marina Del Rey. Yeah. Nice so, spot. I mean, he got up butt early. I said, dude, you could just do it from your bed. You don't have to go. He's like, I'll go into the office. I'm like, no, you can just do it from your bed, man. Who cares? I get some.
Yeah, there it is.
I'll send you some. Yeah, yeah. It's been a crazy 2 days since we announced. That's what we're going to be talking about, I'm sure. But I would do this show over most in the world. You guys are great.
You,
first of all, you give your guests liberty and length to talk about what they want. You engage with it well, and I'm not just blowing smoke. So, and you were there for me super early. We had conversations when I was like 23 or 24 years old, graduated from Hopkins, talking about women that I'd tried to date at Towson.
Right.
So I'll never forget that.
Yeah, that sounds like our show.
A lot of stuff. Yeah.
That's what's important to us.
That's very on brand for us, Paul.
No, so, yeah, Paul's a great guy. And I actually felt bad because he had such a massive announcement. And let's just cut to it because we don't have, you know, an eternity today. I love what you guys are doing. First of all, I just love Paul personally. He's meant so much to my family and everything and what he's been to the show. And I fall in love with the sport because of Paul. Paul introduced my son to the sport, essentially. Gave him his first stick. And it's become a huge part of my life. Frankly, it's my favorite sport. I've started a podcast. I don't even know if Paul's aware of that. I've started a podcast.
Yeah, Time about, and Room.
Yeah, all about lacrosse.
He's spreading the word already.
Yeah, and... And anyway,
I'm just waiting for my invite. You know, this guy's like inviting other lacrosse players. I'm like, EB, well, you know what's going on?
I know, that's what I asked.
He's banking.
He should have been the first guest.
He's saving you, Paul.
The true story is, I don't like to ask Paul for stuff. So I, you know what I mean? I don't like to bug him. Yeah. So,
you have a lot of asks in your holster because I've asked you like probably 3 dozen times to come on the show. So feel free. I'm happy to join.
Okay, great. Yeah. Well, I don't want to ever ask too much. But anyway, so I love what he did with the Premier Lacrosse League. What he and his brother have done and all of his business partners, partnering with NBC, going out on their own, promoting the sport, giving guys an opportunity to kind of make a real living doing this, taking lacrosse to the next level, it's been phenomenal. But this, and I haven't even had this conversation with Paul privately, but I've been nervous because this has been devastating for businesses everywhere. When I saw the XFL go down, and I was like, damn, Vince McMahon folded? Mm-hmm. That scared me for Paul. And so, you know, because there's a startup. It's a startup business.
Yeah, it's a small business, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, he's got major resources behind him. But I was nervous, and so when you came out with this plan, and I'll let you discuss it, I've been talking to my friends on, you know, in the lacrosse world, and like, this is brilliant. It is going to be like the World Games on steroids for lacrosse. Yeah. Explain to guys your plan and what you're going to do for the league.
Yeah, I appreciate that tee up. I mean, I was up. A little bit earlier yesterday having to prep for the Today show because they were asking me about kind of our medical approach. And that's the first and most important thing because, you know, we are fortunate to be in a position where, I think we are very critical in the way that we approach this business. And we also have long-term capital and a long-term vision with our board around what it's going to take to go from a startup to a successful organization. We view ourselves similar to how the UFC approached MMA to what we're doing to lacrosse, and that requires people with long-term appetite. And I think honestly, I mean, look, we were nervous around XFL, and we had to sustain when the Arena Football League collapsed, as well as the AAF. And you know, we have to have repetitive conversations with our sponsors because they go, are you guys next? Mm-hmm. But that's just the nature of the business. And what we did today or yesterday was finally unveil our plan that we've been working on since March 13th, which was basically like our line of sight on this environment. It's a foregone conclusion that leagues are going to play with fans. So the next thing was like one-to-one, our players going to be safe because they have the same pattern away from the arena as fans do. They go to their local restaurant to eat. They go back and forth to their lodging and their families. So if the same one-to-one exposure is there, well, how do you create a safe environment? And in our case, being a smaller league was actually advantageous to coming up with a solution because we have seven teams. So 154 players, you can start targeting campuses that we can fully buy out and host something like a quarantine tournament.
Right.
So we announced in lieu of our regular season playoffs and championship that we were just going to build a mini World Cup and decide our 2020 champion. So we started looking at a medical committee and the medical protocol and access to testing. We went right to NBC, who is our network partner, as soon as they postponed the Olympics and said, hey, that window seems right from what we're hearing from our advisors all the way through to, you know, seasonal and kind of phasing out of shelter at home as a country, end of July into early August, plus all these television windows that you had reserved for the Olympics. Can we jump in there? And they were like, yeah, let's talk about it. So again, like the short of it is we have a quarantined fanless tournament. All of our players, teams, personnel, production house, NBC talent, we go through the same three-phase medical protocol. Everyone gets on site, enters at the same time, lock the site off to anyone else. We're building this thing for broadcast. There's a group play for the first week and a half or so, and then the second week is a single elimination tournament. We'll have a champion.
Where will this be played? I'm sorry, where will this be played?
So we're looking at three locations right now, and that's like the next phase. We're going to announce the location over the next 2 weeks likely, but there's a location in the Southeast that gave us a proposal, in the Midwest, and then the Mid-Atlantic. And frankly, it's around you know, a little bit of patience that our medical committee has advised us on, just as we confirm with not only our board and the location, but also the travel accommodations for players.
Right.
Because we're going to decide if it's the Midwest, if we're going commercial, or if we're chartering our players. If the Mid-Atlantic, everyone's going to be driving. And so that's the last factor, but we have these proposals in place.
Here's a question I had for you. So I was thinking about this. I was going to the pharmacy, and I was wearing my mask, and I was 6 feet away from everybody, and I was so excited. I can't have – so Paul's going to test guys before, during, and after, right? I need you, Paul. I need you to test yourself like 3 weeks before, because I can't have you all of a sudden test positive and not be good to go. You know what I'm saying? I'm sure you've thought of it. You know, but you guys need to test before.
So 100%. So our first testing phase is at home, and every participant is going to get an at-home testing kit, and they're going to be asked to self-quarantine
from then
thereafter.
To,
so we'll get the first result, which will be 2 weeks before travel.
Right.
The second week will be, or the second test will be on arrival, and then the third will be during event, more as precautionary. And then you phase it. It's actually like pretty robust. And we have internal medicine doctors, infectious disease specialists that are on a committee.
This is totally.
And then we have
Tony Fauci approved, 100%.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I had to claw my way into that White House Sports Commission task force because we weren't included on the list. And like a month and a half ago, you know, Adam Silver and other guys are popping in and having these conversations. And at first we were like, oh, this feels a little bit like a marketing play. And we know that President Trump loves sports and wants sports back. And then we started asking our investors and getting introductions, and we got in there. And there's actually a lot of important information that they're sharing, like inside information around point of care testing availability, when that's going to hit the markets. And that helped inform our decision because they're working with everyone from Dana White, who's trying to play this month.
Right.
NASCAR and PGA is getting off in June, and they're helping with test availability and understanding all its implications.
It's so smart. It really is smart, because you're one of the first to market, too, to actually say, okay, this is our plan, this is what we're doing. It's great.
Yeah.
It's just so great for the sport.
And it's also going to show the other leagues to fall in line. If all this works out, which it will, they can fall in line behind it.
They can, but they don't necessarily have the same flexibility that Paul does.
Yeah,
Paul's, let's
true,
be honest, right? He's got younger guys. They don't necessarily have, you know, they're not going to be away for 6 months. They can knock out something super compelling in 3 weeks. I mean, really, it's brilliant.
Well, the other piece quickly is the psychology, and you guys could probably dissect this better than anyone else, but they're also, the NBA and the NHL, also less likely, I got to imagine, to do a compressed playoff and then all of a sudden announce a champion where you have all these historicals in a legacy league, they're going to be like, that champion has to have an asterisk, right? Like, does it mean as much for this champion to win when the Nats put in all of this effort over the last couple of years to get to a World Series, and now all of a sudden, like, this team gets a World Series in a 3-month play? And so I think a lot of the legacy leagues are trying to battle with the traditionalists as well and making that decision.
Yeah. I should know this, and I don't want to put Paul on the spot, but I'm just asking you. Is all of this behind a paywall or some of this? I want to be able to see this for the sport. I'm paying for it, but I want the sport to be on NBC.
Yeah, for sure. So part of the benefit and the decision in this, like, honestly, we wouldn't have done this if NBC didn't allot us a ton of windows. So on average during this, it's a 20-day tournament itself. So 20 games in 16 days, and then it's a 3-week because we have the mini camp and the quarantine. So if that wasn't complicated enough, I'll just get simple. It's a minimum of 3 games on NBC. We have 9 games slated on NBC Sports and then 8 on NBC Gold. They're likely going to flex up depending on where the NHL and other league properties land. But if you look at our schedule, which we haven't released a television schedule yet, and we will, it's about a game, potentially more than a game a day when we're playing on TV. So that's like the big effort behind it, is the concentration of lacrosse. It'll be consistently on television. The sport's never had that.
And will the championship game be on NBC, on the big dog?
NBC, and the opener.
Yeah. Oh, good.
So, dude, it's a smash. It's an effing home run. It's a grand slam. I mean, it's a horrible time. But, I mean, at the end of the day, maybe I'm wrong, Paul. I mean, you don't. This could be good for the league, right? It's a terrible time for the country, horrible. But I mean, I think you're maximizing this opportunity. I really do.
Yeah. Well, I think that's the challenge, right? Is striking the right tone, and I've had to kind of go back and forth, especially live on air yesterday and even today. Is like, you're right. I mean, I had to underscore, and let me say it, today's show's freaking hard. You get live TV on right. Bloomberg when we announce, or NBC when we announce, and they give you 3.5 minutes to explain a league, and you're like, and they're like, I think the tone is really important in that. And what I try to underscore is that we announced on May 6th, it's May 7th now, we're not playing until July 25th. Right. So I wanted to make sure that people know that, like, we definitely realize how challenging the times are, and they will persist until there's a vaccination and, at a minimum, a drug or treatment that's FDA approved and available. So that's why we're going through all of this medical protocol, because, you know, 2 months from now, what we've been told from our advisors is point of care testing will certainly be available at scale across the country. And that's a big piece, because we've been lagging on testing availability. We'll see case count continue to drop on a day to day, but we're still going to be in this thing through the year.
Joined by Paul Rabil, co-founder of the Premier Lacrosse League. Quite an endorsement you guys got from Drew Brees. I believe it was yesterday. Yeah. His quote was, "Lacrosse, so I love watching. It's the only sport I can watch on TV any day of the week." It sounds like he's a big PLL mark. You got to love that.
Did you know Drew was a big fan?
I didn't know how big of a fan he was. He jumped on my podcast a couple of years ago, and I know it's kids play. I'll give you guys a quick story. He gave me a huge boost at the ESPYs this past year. So I'm like sitting, you know, in like the middle of the section. You have all of like the stars in the front row and second row, and in between commercial breaks, everyone stands up and they start like hugging each other and talking to each other. And Drew got one of like the legacy awards. So his whole family was there and he was sitting in the front row, and his kids play lacrosse and they love lacrosse. And so every commercial break, his kids would take Drew to their favorite athlete and get autographs. They came over to me twice to get an autograph and then a photo. And so everyone's looking like, who's this guy with this beard? Right. I've never seen this dude before. Do you play football? Right. And then then I have like Jim Calhoun coming over to me and like, hey, how you doing? And I've got like John Gruden and other guys. I'm like, just because Drew Brees walked over and said hello. So it's a mega endorsement.
That is cool. Now, when you were talking about the players and where the event will take place, the games take place, are most of the players in the Northeast, Mid-Atlantic, so that they could drive to that site, or are they all over the place?
Yeah, most of them are on the East Coast or the Eastern Seaboard in that area. And so if the Mid-Atlantic site is selected, we still will have guys that fly in, but the lion's share of guys will drive. For the other two locations, we're still exploring chartered airlines and things of that nature. But transportation will continue to evolve over the next few weeks. So from our perspective, it's important to announce locations so people can visualize what's happening. But essentially, you look at these large academies and training facilities that house anything from, you know, an entire university for training camp or an NFL training camp or, you know, Major League Baseball's preseason. Like there's probably two dozen of these kind of state-of-the-art facilities out there, and we've narrowed it down to three.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you've been in on these meetings with Silver and those guys, and like, you know, like which presidential guy? Like, was Trump on the call? Like, who's been on the calls with the stuff you've been doing?
Yeah, so President Trump's on the call, and then he has his special assistants and then his task force that's basically running on this. And what they do is they basically delegate based on leagues that are more proactive and have greater needs based on their timeline. And I think that team sports leagues, for the most part, are still trying to figure out a solution because none of them on the call are as small or malleable as us. So we're kind of in that individual sports league because individual sports, they can socially distance and compete, take tennis and golf. Mm-hmm. And that's why they're getting out of the gates quicker. In team sports, you just got to figure out time and space. Then it's basically breakouts, and they'll assign you with a special assistant to help you kind of figure out the road.
All right, Paul, you're the best. We are up against a break. We got to get our sponsors in. I will text you about time and room. You're a good man.
Yeah, let's do it.
We'll get your brother on.
I saw Syracuse guest as the next one, and I'm like, come on, they're our rival.
I know. Right.
Of that.
Well, then you're next. If you want, you're next then.
Yeah, hang me on. I'm totally down.
All right, you're next. Hey, Paul, thank you so much, buddy. Love you, man. Thank
good
you.
Good job, Paul.
Thanks again for the time, Paul.
You guys. Thanks.
All right,
thanks
you asked, and our pals at Paisanos delivered more half-price pizzas. That's right. Paisanos has extended their 50% off all pizza offer through this Thursday, May 7th only. Any size, any toppings, any amount of pizzas, whatever you want, it's half price. Go to PaisanosPizza.com or download the Paisanos app and use the promo code 50OFF. That's the number 50OFF. No contact, carry out, and delivery options available. Paisanos, not just half-price pizza, but something for everyone delivered. For details and to order, visit PaisanosPizza.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Remember to listen to 106.7 The Fan tonight at 8 for the NFL schedule release. We'll break down every week of the Redskins season and the entire NFL, presented by Paul Henry's Window Installation. Save 20% on windows and doors during the month of May. PaulHenry'sWindows.com. That means when we come in tomorrow, we're going to have the Skins schedule right in front of us. We're going to know the opener. We're going to know their bye week. We're going to know if they're playing in Dallas on Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. So all of that will be revealed tonight. And, of course, we will break down every win and loss
every single
on the
game.
Show tomorrow.
Of every single team, by the way.
Yeah,
we're
going to
predict every schedule, all 32.
You know what? We'll let you do that.
All right.
You
we
can
have
do that,
to,
Jason.
We have to comment on the Alex Smith video. That
by the way, real quick, I'm sorry. Just, again, thank you to Paul Rabel. He's fantastic.
How great
he
is he?
He's
he's just money.
He's the best. And and as a side note, a lot of people asking me, well, how come you didn't ask Paul to be on your podcast yet? Because I don't like to ask, my friends that do, I don't like to ask for stuff.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I like to ask, I
don't have a problem with that, by the way.
But I don't like to ask my friends who get a million people asking them for stuff.
I've asked every single person I know to come on the Saturday show, so right. I don't have a problem at all.
Yes.
Yeah, but you're going to replay that, right?
Oh, hell yeah. That's too good. That story about Drew Brees is unbelievable.
Yeah. Drew Brees, I mean, it kind of undersold it. I mean, Drew Brees said in the clip, I'll send it to you, Jason, that it's his favorite sport. And it's the only sport he could watch.
Yep.
Like, he's not interested in watching football.
Watch it every day.
I don't want to watch hoops.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. It was a really incredible. Like, I totally get it. I fell in love with the sport through my kid, too. But anyway, yeah. So I don't like to ask, like, Rabel, you know, for extra. It's like I don't like to ask Roberge and the OAR guys for stuff.
Yeah. Right. But you know they'll do it because they're great dudes.
But I try to spare it. I try to spread it out.
I'm glad you brought up Mark Roberge. If you're not checking him out on Sundays on the IG Live, you're missing out. I mean, it's a really cool thing that he's done since, you know, people have been locked down and quarantined. He'll just pick up a guitar and he'll play for basically an hour. He'll take requests. He'll loop in the other OAR guys like Richard and Benj and all those dudes. Mm-hmm. It's really worth watching. It's worth checking out on a Sunday.
All right. I know people and Valdez wants to get to the cameos because you know, more promotion for the cameos. But real
that
quick.
Revenue
what?
Stream.
Well, Bruce is on.
Oh, I forgot. I don't know what's more important to you, Bruce or the cameos.
Bruce is always my number
Bruce
one.
Bruce or money.
But we have to comment on the Alex Smith video that his wife put on, I guess, Instagram or whatever. Jason, I assume you've seen it by now?
I have not.
All right. Drab, can you put the link up for Jason? I want Jason to watch this, and I'm going to watch his jaw drop. Right, now, here's the thing. I'm not saying he's fit enough. And if you have a physical therapist, they'll look at it, and you could see, I think, that the injured leg is still lagging behind the other one a little bit. Mm-hmm. But the video is remarkable, and all I can say is I support him, and if a doctor signs off on it, then I have his back because I want him to go out the way he wants to go out. You got to see this video, Jason.
All right, hold on.
Today is his 36th birthday. And J.P. Finley put this video out for me to see, he's just taking snaps under center on his birthday, and he's doing little drills. Looked like cone drills type thing. Are you watching?
Yeah, I'm watching.
I mean, to think that mangled, useless limb is able to do that at this point is remarkable. Now, I still don't know how a doctor's going to sign off him taking a helmet to that or some guy twisting it. But guys do have broken legs and come back.
Yeah, but
so if the bone is solid,
I mean,
he's got
I can't
enough
believe
muscle
he's,
around
I
it to protect it.
I mean, I can't believe he's doing what he's doing, but you can tell he's just not as fast.
He's favoring it.
He's still favoring
but that's
and limping
progress.
A little bit. Oh, of course.
That's massive progress.
But to get back into the league, you got to be better than that. A lot
probably.
Better.
Probably.
But it's basically a miracle that he's able
it's
to
a miracle
do
to be,
what
it's
he's
a miracle
doing on that video from what his leg looked like.
Forget about the league.
In the Project 11, where the doctors were telling his mom, we're in life-saving and limb-saving territory. And for him to be able to do that at this point, it's pretty remarkable.
And look, if he took another hit on the leg, I mean, he might not survive.
Yeah.
So there's just so many hurdles. But that's incredible
but
he's doing that.
But here's the thing I'll say about that, and I'm going to do Bruce. Other people have had broken legs and come back. So if his leg is healed and he's got enough muscle around it to protect it, maybe it's more possible than I think.
Well,
I don't know.
Right, but having a broken leg and having flesh-eating bacteria in that broken leg is a little different.
True, but they put a slab of flesh around it. I don't know. All right, let's go to Bruce because I don't want Valdez to have his day ruined.
Yeah, don't ruin his weekend.
Good morning, Chunky.
Hey, hello, buddy. Bruce.
I have a nice one to make.
Go ahead.
I want Cake Sandwich to take me to Bonjour.
Take him to where?
Bonjour?
No, to teach him bonjour.
Oh, what? Bruce, retry.
Try again. Hold on.
Start
Let's
again.
Do it again. Hey, Bruce, what's up, man? Right. Hey, buddy.
Hey, look.
Hey.
I got nothing to make.
All right. Okay.
I want Cake and look to take me to Paris. Bonjour.
Right. Right. Eiffel Tower.
He left out the Paris part.
Right. Critical element.
Very.
That's so funny.
Oh, Bruce, we can go to the outdoor cafe. We can go to the top of Eiffel Tower.
Bruce Louvre's lurch.
Right, right. Yeah, maybe one day, Bruce.
Reference.
Maybe
one day.
Yeah, one day.
Oh, my. Well,
probably not.
I don't think people understand.
Okay?
Yeah, he's fine.
Yeah, we're good.
you're good. How are you surviving Corona?
We're just same as you, day by day.
Corona,
day
Rick.
By day.
Oh, yeah, And yeah. We're trying to dodge it. We're ducking and dodging, ducking and weaving.
Are you staying home, Bruce?
I'm staying home.
Very good.
Good. Stay in shelter.
No trips to Paris.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Bruce. We love
all
you,
right,
buddy.
Au revoir.
Be safe. No, yeah. Au revoir, Pee-wee.
I don't think people understand this is Valdez's weekly Super Bowl.
Oh, he loves it.
I mean,
he loves
it.
You know how excited Eric and Jason are for the schedule release tomorrow?
Yeah.
Well, this is my schedule release.
Yes.
Yeah. No, I actually don't care about the schedule release. This will be comparing it to like the Masters music or something.
Valdez, I'm glad you teed him up for the second go around because he left out the most important part, critical piece. He left out.
Well, I thought his announcement was going to be my favorite player is Earl Thomas or something like that, but right. You went above and beyond that.
Yeah.
It was a good one.
I knew it was going to be an Eiffel Tower reference of some sort.
Yes.
So that was it. You could see that one coming from a mile away.
Apparently, I need to spend more time on Urban Dictionary. Yeah, I need to bone up, so to speak. Figure out what's going on.
So
I'm a little bit behind.
EB's going to be out at the Maryland golf courses today, and it's the first day of reopening.
I said yesterday with the Maryland golf being opening, I'm so excited it might actually pay for golf.
But you did lie, correct.
Let's not get crazy.
Let's not get out of hand.
I mean, you do have a hot tub and a bunch of other things going on in the backyard.
I got plenty to pay for, right. But plenty of money on fire over here.
Right.
But, yeah.
You're doing your part.
I'm so excited. I just assumed that all golf courses would open, but some guys are telling me, no, like even in Virginia, there are some that still aren't open. Is that correct, Jason?
Well, like county run courses.
Oh, yeah.
County run.
Laurel Hill.
The munis that are run by the park services. Yeah. That's different.
Yeah.
But all the privates are open.
Also, thank you again to Brett for the T-shirts and everything. And again, yes. I said it earlier, all the small business owners like Brett, like Tom, my friend Tom Healy, that are keeping employees employed throughout this disaster, even when they're not working, hats off to you. I don't think you get enough respect.
And it's Nurses Week. Props to you.
Yeah. Give them
absolutely.
The props. All right. We have to get out of here. We are done for the day. Thank you for listening and watching. Grant and Danny coming up next here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.